I and Elon Musk tried after we smoked a blunt. By the way, do you guys want some meat? I just killed an elk and have a bunch in my fridge.
The Joe Rogan Debate Experience.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4.
I'm Rich Dennison. Severe flooding and deadly storm surges expected as Hurricane Sally makes landfall along the Gulf Coast.
The worst of Sally's wrath will be coastal Mississippi and Alabama, where 10 to 20 inches of rain is expected, 30 inches in isolated spots, tens of thousands of people under mandatory evacuations in 4 coastal states.
Fox's Casey Stegall in New Orleans. President Trump today telling Fox News he believes a coronavirus vaccine will be available in a matter of weeks.
It's going to be soon. Now, will it be before the election? It could be in terms of we have something and we'll start delivering it immediately upon getting it.
Health officials say it's unlikely a vaccine will be available until at least the end of the year, and critics say the president is putting politics ahead of safety. America is listening to Fox News.
Is going to be right where we see landfall. So it's along the Mississippi-Alabama border. But really, we're looking along the coast of southeast Louisiana all the way through to about Mobile Bay, Alabama.
Yes, you better slow your Mustang down.
A lot of Sally. Ride, Sally, ride. I can walk faster than Sally's riding.
Yeah.
2 miles an hour.
She's moving slow.
I realized that when I was coming to the studio. What's our average walking speed? About 2.5 mph?
Some people can walk faster than
well,
that.
I know that. I can think of situations where I walked very briskly when I needed something. It's just crawling. Let's grab this call from Clint real quick, and Rich will be joining us. A new update is out. We'll have all the latest for you on Sally with Larry Stevens and Rosie and me. Clint, what's up?
Good day, guys.
Hey.
Quick. I got, you know, today early on 93.1, we're talking about voting and felons. My point is, I want your opinion, and I'll hang up and listen. If a male or female serves 5 years in prison, and they got a $5,000 fine, so they get out of the 5 years, they serve the time in prison, and they pay the $5,000 back. But yet, they still cannot vote because they have a felon. You know, and Florida is trying to fix that. How about the state of Alabama? If you serve your time, you pay your debt to society, everything the law tells you you should do, then your voting rights should be reinstated. I'll hang up and listen to your opinion. Have a good day, guys.
I'll give it later because right now...
Because I'm a weatherman. Oh, I'm
is live on News Talk 93.1 FM with the latest on Sally. Here is Rich with the man who discovered him. It's almost like Frankenstein meeting the doctor.
Rich.
How's it going today?
You know, Rich uses his dog to forecast weather. You know, Marcellet, the weather dog.
Oh.
Now, it's not the one he brings here.
Yeah, explain that.
You know, Marcellet is... If he sends Marcellet out and he comes back wet, then it's going to rain.
Uh-huh.
If he sends Marcellet out and he doesn't come back, it's just going to be windy.
It's going to be windy.
And so, you know, that's how he does it.
By the way, one of your other secret measure weathering ingredients, Roz's, says her left ear is itching.
Oh.
She says there's a definite sign that something is coming.
what do we call Roz again?
Nostradamus, because her sinuses predict, rain events very, very accurately, as a matter of fact.
All right, let's talk about Sally this afternoon, which is still an 80-mile-an-hour tropical storm, hurricane, a Category 1 hurricane. It lost a little bit of intensity overnight, and a lot of that has to do with the upwelling of the water. In other words, it hasn't moved much. It's moving north at 2 miles per hour, so some of the cooler water, you know, under the surface is upwelling up, and so it is not intensifying. that's good. So, so Rich, why do we care about this storm at all, Sally? Well, because of the slow movement, we're going to see prolific amounts of rainfall. Maybe, well, the National Hurricane Center is calling it a historic rainfall event. Some places on the coast, 20 inches, maybe locally 30 inches. And then you ease up towards Montgomery, and you get into the 6 to 10-inch range, locally a foot perhaps in parts of central Alabama. So that's going to be the big story about Sally is prolific rainfall. And that will begin, late tonight perhaps, more likely, I think, during the day on Wednesday. The storm will make landfall late tonight or early tomorrow morning on the Gulf Coast, probably somewhere between Gulf Shores and Pensacola, and then move northeastward, take a northeast curve, still moving slowly, but starting to pick up a little speed. Right now, only going at 2 miles an hour. And also, the other threat is tornadoes, which are part of every landfalling tropical system, on the east side of the track. Well, the track is shifting a little farther east every time.
I noticed that.
Yeah, now the track is a little south of Montgomery. That means the greatest tornado threat tomorrow will be, south of I-85, east of I-65, and mainly in southeast Alabama. So there will be that tornado threat, of course. So it's going to be a long-duration event, Wednesday night into Thursday. In fact, I'm looking at the new track here. Let's see, 1 p.m. Thursday, they have it almost near the Georgia border at 1 p.m. Thursday. So get this. We get a landfall, let's say, tomorrow morning, and it takes till Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. to get to the Georgia border. That's a long-duration event.
Yeah.
And that's the big deal here. Every system is different. This is so far different than Laura. Laura was a big wind event, wind damage event, and not so much rain. But this one is different. So each storm has its own personality. So get ready for batten down the hatches for a lot of gusty winds. I think we'll see tropical storm force wind gusts, which would be 40 miles per hour. We've seen 25 miles per hour this afternoon already. And so it's going to be a little windy. Secure those outdoor, like your patio furniture.
Right.
That's what I did this afternoon. I took care of that. And be ready for a lot of rainfall. In fact, since we haven't had a lot of rain, the ground is a little hard, which is going to be a problem with runoff and
yeah.
And flooding. And also, when we do get a lot of rain, it's going to kind of loosen the ground a little bit, where some of these smaller trees with gusty winds are going to easily come down, I think, as well. So that's going to be another issue with Sally.
I was at Infusion before I came here, mm-hmm. and in the 1 hour since I've been in the building,
yeah.
I was just outside checking traffic.
Yeah,
those classic streamlined clouds that that circulate around the
right.
eye,
right?
The ripples are out there. It was like looking up at my abs; they were just these, very consistently sized rows of clouds. Clustered together and all moving at a pretty good speed. Very breezy outside, too.
By the way, the interesting stat here, this will hit home with a lot of folks. Tomorrow is September 16th. Tomorrow is the anniversary of Ivan. So we have this hurricane coming ashore on the same day that Ivan came ashore back in 2004. Now, let me make it clear, this is no Ivan.
No.
Ivan was a Category 3 hurricane. But it's interesting to note that this happens on the Ivan anniversary. How about that?
Mm.
Timing is everything. I guess the slower this thing stays, the more likely that track will continue to move a little more, at least maybe give us a little bit of a break.
Exactly. So we'll stay on top of it, of course, and our weather app will keep you on top of it. It's free in the App Store, which is a good price. Just search Rich Thomas Weather.
All righty, Rich. We appreciate you taking time out. We'll see you in the morning.
All right,
meatloaf, eggs, and cheese tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, sounds delicious.
I have this. I've been trying to work on my breakfast presentations for the gang, and I'm looking for a star cookie cutter because I want to cut stars of meatloaf.
I have one.
How am I going to get it before 5 in the morning?
I'll get it to you.
Nah. You have to do that. We may have one at the house. Ritter Bottle, if you're listening, because I want to make stars of meatloaf with melted cheese, rising over the two eggs, like a, you know, stars over meatloaf, sunrise special or something like that.
The man's a genius with food, isn't he?
I'm telling you. He's been doing Star Wars.
I suck at this job, but I'm very good.
Well, he's great.
That meatball hoagie this morning looked fabulous.
Okay, now I need to start coming into the morning show.
Yeah.
I'm missing this.
I don't cook for the afternoon. Did I not offer you peanut butter and jelly toast?
I think you did when you had part of one in your hand when we met downstairs. So he did offer me the rest of his sandwich.
Hey, we have a great new person at Kaiser.
Dale, we do.
Thornell.
Yeah, she's been around a long time. You know, she worked at Kaiser in the past. And so if you know Dale Thornell, she invites you to come by and see her. Of course, Stella Beard is still there and Cheryl Pitts. But they're out there. In fact, I tell you the reason they brought her aboard, because the business has just been phenomenal.
Nobody's happier to hear that than me.
I mean, they've rediscovered Kaiser and what quality furniture is all about.
And great pricing. I mean, everything in there is marked up to, in some cases, 50% off. There, you know, it's not like you have a limited number of selections in 65,000 square feet. You can pretty much accommodate any style and taste.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get back there and take a look at some of the new home entertainment systems they have that are designed to accommodate today's big television screens.
Yeah.
You know, 20, 30 years ago, everybody had to have one of those, but, you know, a 2-foot screen, you know, to rest where the TV was. And Stella told me that they had some of those coming in. So we want to get over there and take a look. Kaiser is a modest building. It didn't waste a lot of money on gaudy signage and all that. It's 65,000 square feet of selections with great people to help you navigate those. Stella, Cheryl Pitts, and now Dale Thornell. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, which puts them just beyond the 10% or the 10 percenticles that I call the Montgomery Taxing District. And they can arrange an interest-free loan through Synchrony Bank if you purchase $2,000 or more. So you can go big without going broke on interest with Kaiser Fine Furniture. Shop Kaiser.com. Jim is on the line.
Good afternoon.
Hey, man.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, y'all were talking earlier about some disc jockeys and stuff. I was just going to run a few names by. These are the ones when I was a teenager way back in the old days. I distinctly remember back down in the Florida area. Jackie Rabbit, Johnny Dart, and Big Daddy Don Owens. Had y'all ever heard of those guys?
I've heard of Jackie Rabbit. And what was the other one?
Johnny Dark.
He
was in South Florida for a while.
Yeah, he was around. Yeah. Now, when you mentioned Jackie Rabbit, we had a Jackie Rabbit here in Montgomery at one point. I don't know if it was the same guy, though.
On WABB. Yeah. It was WLCY down in Tampa.
I think the Jackie that worked here ended up down in the Mobile market.
The one I listened to was the original guy, I think.
Yeah.
The original,
well, you know, you get a good name and you find 50 guys who use the same name, so sometimes it's hard to figure out who's who.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Big Daddy Don Owens was a real popular one back down there.
Didn't you open a drag strip or something?
But I remember Johnny Dart. It was Johnny, and they made a noise like the dart hitting the dartboard.
Oh, Johnny Dart. I thought you said Johnny Dark.
Yeah, that was Johnny Dart.
No, D-A-R-T, like a dart.
Oh, dart like in
Johnny
fart.
Dart.
Okay.
Dart?
Yeah, that's back in the good old days, man, when you used to have real live people on the radio like today here with you. But
well, there are very few left like that, though.
Yeah. And I know I'm almost 70, so, you know, you remember back in the day with you get your AM radio out at night, and it's KAAY out of, was it Arkansas?
KAAY. I'll tell you a funny story. They had a guy named Ray Lincoln that did the morning show on KAAY back years and years ago. Alabama and Arkansas played the Sugar Bowl or something, and so he called me and made a bet. And he said the one that loses has to come to the other guy's town and do the morning show with him. Well, Alabama won. And so he actually came to Montgomery, and they and KAAY paid for a and if you're in radio, you sort of know what this means. It was an equalized line because they had to get the signal back to Arkansas in good quality. And so we were I'd come on and say, you know, well, I almost hate to, you know, as a competitor call letters now to you, but you know, WHY 102 and KAAY. You know, I could because we were on the morning show in Arkansas, and their signal. I had people call up and say, "I'm sitting out here listening to you on KAAY because it was skipping in here back in those days." So, but
yeah, you could hear that station.
They had a huge
all signal. Over. WLS. You know, out of Chicago.
Yeah. I worked there.
Yeah, but see, that's right. You know, Greg's been there.
I was on the when it was AM and FM both.
Mm-hmm.
48
yeah, you know you're an old guy. You know you're an old guy when you can remember got your little teeny transistor at night and you were flipping channels to pick up all the Beatles songs that were coming out back in the early.
Well, we're out of time, lay there and, but we really appreciate the call. You said the O word, and we don't like hearing that when we're on the air.
Sorry. The O word? Old?
Larry.
Oh. I wasn't sure what he was
doing.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Since I'm in no particular hurry to do anything today, let's talk to Wolfgang.
Greg, Larry, how's everybody doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well.
Great, great. Back in the big band days, you know, of course, the Brennans were big, but we used to have a program called Dan's Dusty Discs.
Discs, yeah. Now, I didn't work at the old big band, but I... he was doing that it was in the afternoon, if I remember correctly, on 7:40 a.m. And he did it from, he was in Birmingham, though. His name was Dan Brennan. He was a part of the Brennan family that owned WBAM at the time. But they had WBOK in Birmingham.
Exactly, exactly. BOK, huh?
Yeah, they had that station back then.
They also owned APE in Florida.
Yep, they had the Big Ape.
Yep, the Big Ape. All right, guys, thanks. Great show.
I tell you a quick funny story before you move along. Other about 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe longer, we took our youngest granddaughter who lives here roller skating.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to have an adult with her. She was spending the night with us. She was meeting one of her friends. So Sarah and I went out. So I'm sitting there bored trying to figure out what I was going to do. So I put my little earbuds in and went to YouTube and found an old, we call them air checks, you know, recordings of jocks. When I first got interested in radio, probably 59 or 60, I was really getting into it. Cousin Brucey was on WABC in New York.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear him?
Sure. I know of him. He also had a show on Sirius.
Sirius, he just went back to WABC.
Yeah, he's 85.
I know. The guy's not young. But anyway, I would listen to Brucey, and I thought he was the greatest thing I'd ever heard in my life. It was such a thrill to hear him on. And I remember when I moved from my hometown to Knoxville, the radio station in Knoxville had the same jingles, had the reverb. We were the WKGN All-Americans and all of this. And when I hit that mic for the first time, I thought I was Cousin Brucey in my earphones. But what was funny is I found an old air check of him. He really wasn't that good.
No, this was
back in the, you know, back, you know, years later, as I look back.
When I heard him on, he had like an oldie show on Saturday night on Sirius that I just happened to stumble into.
I thought he was terrible on Sirius, but that was just me.
Well, yeah, that's...
But even back then, in the early 60s when he was young and...
It was as corny as, if you ever watched Svengoolie on Saturday nights,
yeah,
it was kind of like, okay, it's cute because it's overtly corny.
Every Friday night, he would do a show like he was at a big party, and you'd hear glasses clinking and people talking in the background, and suddenly you hear this real sexy voice going, oh, Cousin Brucey, and you know, I'll see you in a minute, baby, you know, kind of thing, you know. And he did that every Friday night. It was the Cousin Brucey cocktail party. And I just thought that was the greatest thing I'd ever heard as a kid. It was one of my inspirations, him. And
we have so many things in common. I used to have the Greg Bedell cocktail party every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You don't do that anymore, though.
It's been way over 15,
that's,
16
that's
years.
That's excellent. So
like
proud
that.
Of that, yeah.
By the way, we've added one more. We have 5 weather advisories out, the latest being a wind advisory from 7 tomorrow morning till 7 o'clock Thursday night. So as Rich told us just a few minutes ago, you're looking at about a 36-hour event with very blustery conditions, driving rains and all of that good stuff. For now, though, at 4:20, I'm going to go out. I want to take another look at the sky because it looks like intestines.
Uh-huh.
That's what they look like because intestines are circular and they're right next to each other. That's the kind of clouds that are up in the sky. Okay, I know some of you are listening to me talk like this and think,
you on drugs?
No. But I am on life, and we'll be right back.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update on some accidents. The 2000 block of Congressman Dickinson. We had an accident with injury there. Watch out for emergency vehicles if you're traveling down Congressman Dickinson. Atlanta Highway in front of Krispy Kreme Donuts. We had an accident there, minor in nature. Hopefully they've got that one out of the way. And the 3800 block of South Court Street, we had an accident with injury, that one involving a pedestrian. Use caution wherever you are. We are very congested, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. A lot of traffic there. The Boulevard, very busy, as well as the 31s outbound. Keep it here, and we will keep you updated. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville. Stop by and check out their greatest selection. Reinhardt Prattville, they're on Cobbs Ford Road for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Hurricane Sally is crawling toward the northern Gulf Coast at just 2 miles an hour, a pace that's enabling the storm to gather huge amounts of water to eventually dump on land. Forecasters now expect landfall late tonight or early Wednesday near the Alabama-Mississippi state line. Governor Ivey today urged residents in the storm's path to prepare. Former Alabama State Senator David Burkett plans to plead guilty to a misdemeanor campaign finance charge under an agreement that would require him to pay a fine and waive his right to appeal. Under the plea, Burkett would pay a $3,000 fine, and prosecutors would also not seek restitution or demand a particular sentence. Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward for any information that leads to an arrest in the death of ASU student Adam Dowdell Jr. He'd been missing nearly a week before authorities found his body in the 800 block of Hutchinson Street in Montgomery. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations, and that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally inches towards the coast, making landfall tomorrow, then heading for central Alabama. This will be a big-ticket, major-impact storm for us. Tonight, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Breezy, overnight low 74. Tomorrow night, Thursday, flash flood watch. Locally heavy rainfall. Excessive rainfall totals, maybe 8 to 10 inches in spots. Some places more. Also, there will be the threat of tropical spin-up tornadoes, especially Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening. Then the rain slowly starts to taper off Friday, leading to a nice weekend. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, and I think we're going to see a bunch of them. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here is the problem, and I have the solution coming up. Larry Stevens, Rosie Brock, and yours truly, Greg Boudel, 425.
Quarantine is hard. Eating almost every hour. I open up the fridge 50 times a day. Eat a bag of chips. Heat up mozzarella sticks. The social distancing got me gaining weight. Always snacking. Turn into a tub of lard. Working homes. So bad on my diet. Cookies. Pretzels. Jelly.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACB at 427. Greg Goodell, Rosie Brock, and Larry Stevens, our Tuesday sidekick. Glad you were able to finally get back.
Did you see they just had a poll that in Florida that undecided are breaking 4-1 for Trump?
I got to believe they are.
They just released it. I was just added up there.
I don't believe any of the traditional polls. Fox oversamples Democrats by 21%. So they, this is why all the old guard networks are all putting out, ABC did one the other day, Biden's got 51%. Think about that in your gut. You know what it's like to go with your gut. You do that all the time, whether you're talking to a radio audience or a client or anybody. What is your gut telling you? And you know that's wrong. You know that just can't be that the country has become that dumb that they see this clearly addled man with his rock and roll vice president who doesn't even know where he is on most days, and they're going to turn the reins of government over to him?
Yeah, the fact is that people say that they trust Biden more than they trust Trump when it comes to the coronavirus issue. Well, what has he done? He sat in his basement.
They mocked him. They mocked Trump when he instituted the travel ban. He's a xenophobe. Okay. Pelosi was out in Chinatown on February 23rd telling people to come down and have a good time. Then it's all his fault when the virus does go
right
crazy. You just can't win. Just can't win. What does that flashing face mean?
Angry.
Is he angry?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's not.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
It's Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yes.
Chad.
Oh.
Hi, Sonny.
Hey, Chadster. How are you?
Good. So I there was a poll that just came out a little while ago. Had Biden up 5 points in Florida, right?
Right, of course.
It's a BS poll. It's a registered voters poll with no reputable polling service would be even doing at this point. If you're not doing likely voter polls at 7 weeks out, you're spinning is what you're doing at that point. And it's got, of course, a heavily weighted towards Democrat, less independent. Because the real news coming out of Florida is the Hispanic vote is absolutely abandoning, Biden. And especially the Cuban vote down there. They had a big parade for Trump down in Miami.
Oh, it was huge.
Yeah, huge parade. And I think you're exactly right. They can sit there and they can package that BS all they want, but it's just like the rest of the fake news. You know in your gut where this is going. When you see the increased number of registrations in Republicans voting, and see, that's the real problem that Biden's campaign has besides candidate itself, is that the Republicans have spent an enormous amount of money on get-out-the-vote and voter registration drives in the last year. And even the Democrats, and I think there was a story in the Hill, which is a left-wing rag, the other day, they were worried because Biden has had absolutely no money to spend on the traditional get-out-the-vote. Knocking on doors, the Trump campaign has been knocking on 1 million doors a week. 1 million.
Wow.
Knocking on doors, making retail politics. You know how, you know, all Chicago, all politics is local. When you knock on doors and you ask the people to vote, and more importantly, you register people who have never voted before, it makes a difference every time.
Right.
And so you've got an opponent like Biden who's not only not campaigning, but he's not even out in the field trying to get people signed up to vote. And he's not encouraging people to vote other than through, you know, Facebook, on YouTube, and stuff like that. And after a while, people just kind of ignore that, you know. So I think that you have to look at these polls very closely. Any kind of YouGov poll, total BS poll.
No, look at let's look at who's involved. Let's compare rallies. They had some kind of a rally for Biden, a motor rally. Where was that? Was that in Nevada? Had about six cars.
Yeah.
They've got hundreds of them lined up in Florida. Thousands of boats on the weekend. Was it Labor Day weekend? They had the Trump boats.
Oh, yeah.
So don't tell me Joe's got 51%. I'm not going to listen to it. It's
if Biden was a dead dog on the side of the road, he wouldn't attract flies. I mean,
good point.
I'm serious as a heart attack.
You're right, Rosie. He is angry.
When the only people that are showing up at your event are three reporters who have to sit in a circle and not ask any questions other than questions that you already have the answers loaded to on the teleprompter.
Right.
This is not a real campaign.
No, it's not.
This is Hillary Clinton all over again. It really is.
You are correct.
Only they have a worse candidate because this guy has this. I mean, they've already done some polling on how people feel about his mental capacity.
38% think he's got dementia.
Yeah. Yeah, do people really think that Americans in the country are going to put somebody with dementia into the White House?
No, we just have to make sure that the win November 3rd is so big that they can't cheat their way through it.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen. Anyway, that's my two cents.
Thanks, Chad.
When you read the polls, you know, you got to look at them close because a lot of them, it's all spin at this point.
It certainly is.
Bob?
Thank you for the call. Robert.
Good afternoon, gang.
Hey.
Hey,
everybody. The answer to the gentleman that called about reinstating the felon's right to vote.
Yeah.
All right. As long as he's locked up and the state is paying or whatever government institution is paying for his living, he shouldn't have the right to vote because he's not a productive citizen.
Right. I don't think that was the question, was it?
Yeah. Now, the question is, once he released and paid his debt to society.
Yeah.
And not on paper. Now, I mean, not on the probation.
Right.
I think that he's a government under the same rules that you and I are, and he should be allowed to vote for the person that he thinks represents his ideal of life.
Robert, unless he has been convicted of a crime of moral turpitude.
What is that? Is that like the coronavirus?
Well, they've got a list. And it's,
if he had been convicted of that and he served his time, and he no longer owes the state any time or any debt, he should be allowed to live as we should live under the same Freedom Act of the right to vote for the person that he thinks is the ideal person for his way of life.
Yeah, I think if all of that's been completed. However, let me make a differentiation here. If somebody is a sex offender, and they're a sex offender for life, that does not go away, they should not be allowed to vote.
That's included in the list.
Yeah, that's one of the lists.
Well, what do you know? I actually...
Yeah.
But he has
sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
And there's a number of things that are termed moral turpitude.
But, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So.
But the same people that made that decision is the people that I voted for. So he has the right to vote for the people that he thinks should make the decision.
Well, you know, let's say somebody's young and they get and they make a mistake, okay?
Yeah,
and they might commit a robbery or something, and they get caught, and they go to prison, they do their time, they don't cause problems, they get out, they take their place in society. I don't know that their voting rights should be taken from them, you know, because they have paid, they paid the debt back.
It says some may be eligible to restore their voting rights, but there's a process they have to go through.
They have to go through that, yeah.
Well, I remember, look, it's weird how certain things stick with you over a lifetime, but I remember, I think it was fourth or fifth grade, when we were learning about the Constitution. They used to teach that in schools. Can you believe that? Constitution.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Freedom.
I think I remember they did that with us.
Those kinds of radical concepts.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the teacher saying, if you commit a crime, you lose your right to vote. That, for some reason, is stuck in my head. But the whole idea, it should be part of a deterrent system. What's at risk here? It's not just your freedom, but, you know, as an American citizen, you'll always be less than or limited. You won't be able to enjoy the full benefit of American citizenship, which once again is starting to mean something. And by the way, that's an issue that's playing far better with Hispanics. See, the real racists are the Democrats. They think all Latinos are the same. You're a Latino, you're supposed to vote for Democrat because maybe you're...
Well, haven't they said that about the African-American community? That
they have been insulting African-Americans for six decades.
Yeah, I mean, if
the wake-up is going on.
I mean, basically, didn't he say that if you vote for Trump, you're not black? And
if you don't vote for Joe, you ain't black. That, what could be more racist than that? I can't think of anything.
I mean, you should be able to make up your mind. When is this? I mean, it's gone nuts that people are out trying to force people in, you know, into a certain mold. And everybody's got to vote their way, or we're going to come kill you, burn your house or your business, or we're going to destroy you in some form or fashion. That's not America.
That strategy is also going to backfire.
I hope so. Time. And it's not America.
Larry, I want to talk to you about something Rich and I are doing at Infusion Cryo and Laser, and it works. I got laughed at this morning.
Oh, no.
Well, I did CryoSkin, which is a really great state-of-the-art technology that works on top of your skin to break up and destroy that fat that's underneath, especially the older you get, the harder it is to get rid of.
It'd take a while with me, but I'm just kidding.
Well, see, I'm going every other week. You can do it every 2 weeks, and that's what Rich is doing. And this is not voodoo. It helps reduce or reshape love handles, waistline. They can target cellulite. They can target upper arm. You know, the stuff that gets harder and harder to get rid of the older you get. And it's really an amazing process. If you're interested in some help, it's always nice to pull the belt a notch tighter. Call 296-1662. Ryan Turner can give you all the science behind it. It works. Today I went to Infusion and had laser treatment on my knee and an adjustment. And this amazing device, I think it's called the Dream Genie, that works on your back. Dr. Terry Gross is there. Oh, and dry needle therapy, which is acupuncture. And it works. It does not hurt, but it works. And there's so much more there, like cryotherapy and others. You owe it to yourself to look into some of these state-of-the-art treatments that can help you with everything from losing weight, like amino acid IV, to cryotherapy for pain, and so much more. 296-1662. Read all about it at infusioncryoandlaser.com. It's 4:38.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's redeem the winning word from this morning at 272-9228. 272-9228. Caller 7 wins lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown with today's Wing Finger winning word of the day.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACD.
Redeem the winning word. You are caller one. Try again quickly. Caller two, please try again. Caller three, please try again quickly. Caller four, you are caller five. I hate to tell caller six they're caller six, but you're caller six. And what is your name?
Eric.
Eric. Eric, you have the wing finger winning word?
I do. Vinegar.
Woohoo!
It is. It's vinegar. And vinegar is magical because it works in coleslaw and so many other things. And you have just won lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. Bob Baumhauer's newest concept in great food. I just got a note from somebody today. Hang on a second there, Eric, because I'd like to give references. And the city's giving away something for free. You'll want to get in on that, too. I'll find it. It's just something. It was just yet another person who finally made it to Wing Fingers and thought it was amazing. We hope you will feel the same and let us know after you redeem your certificate and enjoy lunch for two. That's entree, Wing Fingers, and salad, sandwiches, whatever you choose, grilled, side of crinkle-cut fries or gooey fries, a beverage, and underground parking at the RSA Center, 201 Union downtown. Hang on. And there'll be another Wing Finger winning word. I got it. You know what I'm going to do? If you can make it in next week on Tuesday.
Probably can.
I will have some Wing Finger catering.
I would love that.
They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes. And we'll have some sauces and sides and all
that. So you know how to bribe me, so I'll be here.
You are correct, sir. It's called Foodola. And we got it here at News Talk 93. But, well, you should be rewarded for coming here and hanging out with me. I mean, who am I?
I deserve something.
You're late.
Hey, I do. I was going to tell you, the American Cancer Society does a thing called Real Men Wear Pink every October.
Yes.
It's actually underway, and guess who they talked into doing it this year? Me.
You.
Yeah. And so I've got to raise some money with a bunch of other very notable people here in town. My mom died of cancer. Okay. I've lost several very close, probably the most... the greatest male influence of my life was an uncle, my mother's brother, that I love dearly. He's like a dad to me. Mm-hmm. And he died of cancer. Sarah's lost a sister to cancer. Another sister was able to defeat it. But, you know, the fact is we've all lost people we love to cancer, and friends and relatives. And so, and I've actually served on the American Cancer Society board for many years. I actually was chairman of it for a while. So I know the workings. It's a great organization. So I'm just looking, if anybody would like to make a donation, especially have a Facebook page, you can look through that and send me a message, or you can call me at my office at SMI Advertising. You just look that up, or you can Google my name, and usually it comes up, but, associated with my company. But, again, any help that anybody can give, I need to. I'm a little late getting started. There was so many things going on here over the past few weeks. I had a little physical problem I had to deal with, and then we've also been dealing with a fair, which, by the way, we're going to have a fair this year, which
is exciting.
Let's
talk about that when we come back from
the break. But anyway, if you'll go to Facebook and just send me a message, message me if you want to help out in some way. I'm going to try to raise about $3,000 minimum, if at all possible. But this is a big fundraiser, and their money helps with things like research and many other great things, okay?
All right. We'll give some more information on that coming up right now. Traffic, Rich's forecast, and the latest on Sally, who is slowly, very slowly, making its way north.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Most of our accidents are being wrapped up or have wrapped up, but use caution in these areas. On Congressman Dickinson Drive around the 2000 block, had an accident with injury there. Atlanta Highway in front of Krispy Kreme, we understand, we believe that one is out of the way. And the 3800 block of South Court Street, we had an accident involving a pedestrian. Use caution in these areas. Elsewhere around the city, we are light to mostly moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. No new accidents to tell you about right now, but buckle up and drive carefully this afternoon, all right? Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Wow, it is hot.
Yep.
Our poor neighbors have been without power for 4 days, but our new generator has kept the AC going.
Yep, and I installed it myself.
You're a genius, dear.
Yeah, maybe. Truth is, some jobs are better left to experts. Crosby Electric is an authorized dealer of Generac generators. Our technicians are trained to install your emergency power system economically, properly, and safely.
Honey, ugh, do you smell something?
Yeah, what is that?
The freezer.
Have your new emergency power system installed right by Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Open it up.
I think I'm going to faint.
Sweetheart, wake up.
Next summer, don't pass out from the heat or anything else. Have your new emergency power system installed right by Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally inches towards the coast, making landfall tomorrow, then heading for central Alabama. This will be a big-ticket, major-impact storm for us. Tonight, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Breezy, overnight low 74. Tomorrow night, Thursday, flash flood watch. Locally heavy rainfall. Excessive rainfall totals, maybe 8 to 10 inches in spots. Some places more. Also, there will be the threat of tropical spin-up tornadoes, especially Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening. Then the rain slowly starts to taper off Friday, leading to a nice weekend. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, and I think we're going to see a bunch of them. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I just attended my first ever Zoom birthday party, and oof, that was about as fun as a cavity search at County. If I wanted to stare at a computer while 20 people all talked about boring stuff all at the same time, I'd get me one of them jobs. You know, where they do the meetings and stuff. I mean, at real birthday parties, if it gets too boring, I can usually liven it up right away with beer pong or a fist fight, but not on Zoom. Man, I lasted about 2 minutes before I turned the volume off and cranked up the Lynyrd Skynyrd. I guess the only good thing about the Zoom birthday party is that no matter what you do at the party, you can't get arrested in your own living room. You can, and, well, I have, but I'm finding it's a lot less likely. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I put a coat of bleach on my hair before I started talking to y'all, and now I have lost all feeling in the top half of my face.
I think Bethel Meredith should be allowed to vote, don't you?
I'll definitely, yeah.
There's somebody that's, I think, really earned the restoration of the privilege. Let me begin this next segment with Larry Stevens with...
Oh, geez.
People come from miles around, from the farms and from the towns, to where excitement will be found at the Alabama National Fair.
and you're very involved with it. Tell us what we can expect this year. I'm so glad, A, that they're having it.
Well, we at this point, of course, for a while we didn't know if it was going to happen. At this point, it's looking great. We already got pre-ticket sales going on. You can get that gold package for like $29 or $30. It's a $60-some value. It's a pass. Well, it's your ticket in. It's an all-you-can-ride pass plus a fast pass that puts you at the front of the line.
That is a good deal.
And, you can go, where's the Ticketmaster, and buy those right now. Tickets will be $8 this year because, for one thing, we're not doing any concerts. Mm-hmm. And largely that's because, you know, when we have people like Fantasia and 13,000 people come into the Coliseum, you can't social distance. And so we're trying to keep everything outside and not really anything really going on within the Coliseum this year. I think one of the cool things, they do have a company that's coming out and sanitizing the grounds. It's a misting, and if I understand correctly, it's supposed to last like 3 days, but they do it every other day. In addition to that, the fair itself is going to be sanitizing daily. In fact, let's say there's a show with bleachers like at the circus or an outdoor show. Once the show's over, they go in and completely disinfect those bleachers before the next crowd comes in. So they're doing everything they possibly can to make it safe. Face masks will be required to enter. Temperatures will be taken. Of course, the clear bag policy is always in effect at the Coliseum. We have nothing to do with that. It's a Coliseum rule, but you have to, you know, you have to have a clear bag if you're coming in with a bag. Mm-hmm. But it is going to happen. There's going to be a stage outside with local and regional bands, but it's going to be an outside stage, you know, to add some excitement. The rides, the midway food, of course, all the agricultural exhibits, the circus, all the little midway shows, you know, that people enjoy going and seeing when they come to the fair, it's all going to take place. It opens up, I believe, on, let me look at my calendar, I believe it's the 9th, okay? I believe it's the 9th of October. Yes, October 9th will be the opening day for the Alabama National Fair.
Maybe we'll have a nice blast of fall weather.
Well, we certainly hope. You know, this weekend's supposed to get cool,
yes,
according to Richard Thomas.
We are getting a little reward after we go through the wind and rain. And by the way, I've been the sky has changed every time I've looked downstairs, about every half hour this afternoon. And the clouds, every time I look up, the clouds are going faster. You know what I mean?
Leon's getting larger.
Yeah. Have your pot up, stupid. Talking to myself here. I think, first of all, people will always feel safer going somewhere outside. The only safety issue I would have is if I need some kind of device that will send electric currents through my body if I get too close to, like, the Polish sausages with the peppers and onions, or the falafel, the elephant ear, the corn that's dripping with wonderful yellow butter, and some of the other things that can, you can put on a couple of pounds walking around. Then you can walk it off, too. That would really, you know, for the area, too, I think it would be monumentally depressing to lose that event because of this virus. We had 6 months of this. Larry, you've been talking to people your whole career. I think at this point, the toll it's taking on people's psyche exceeds the physical toll it's taken. And plus, the statistics that are coming out are going to have us second-guessing everything that's been done from the get-go. Did you know that if you're between the age of 50 and 64, you have a 1 in 19 million chance of dying from coronavirus exclusively?
Yeah.
The CDC released numbers, I think it was about 10 days ago. Less than 10,000 people out of this death toll they keep throwing out there because they politicize this thing. Less than 10,000 people have died from COVID-19 exclusively. That's not to diminish any death, any loss, anything like that. The people... the rest of that sad statistic had two or more comorbidity factors, which could be diabetes, being overweight, going through chemotherapy,
heart problems,
anything that makes people more vulnerable.
I have a physician tell me, he said, I think that probably 90% or more of those people who have died of COVID would probably have been dead in less than a year anyway because of their physical condition. And again, I'm like you. We don't want to hasten anyone's death. We want no one to die. But I think it's being so taken out of context.
Yes.
I had another physician that I heard speaking. They asked him about two questions, I thought. Now, I called in on Joy's show this morning because they were talking about it. And one of them was, is the virus going to disappear the day after the election? And this physician said, well, you know, it's apolitical. It doesn't care if you're a Democrat or Republican or an independent. But he said, using newspaper terms, it'll go from the first page to about the fifth or sixth page.
Right.
They'll quit talking about it, especially if Biden wins, obviously. But they'll quit talking about it. The other thing that he said, he was asked to break down the death rate versus, say, the flu. And he said at that time there was like 80-some thousand people in Alabama that been tested and found to have it. And he said, conservatively, we in the medical field feel like there's three times that many who actually have it.
Yeah.
He says 80% of people who get it will never know they've got it.
Right.
They will be walking around. They won't have any symptoms. They won't be sick. He said 15% will get it, and they will have a lot of the symptoms. Mm-hmm. They'll be flu. I mean, not flu, but they'll run a fever. They will, feel bad. They'll stay home. They'll drink some liquids, take something for the fever. They'll be fine. And he said, then you have the 5%. And those are the ones who have compromised systems, basically. And those are the ones who will end up in the hospital. And of course, it's from that group that the vast, vast majority will pass away. You don't want anyone to die. But he said, if we take it and we look at it, and it's actually the actual number is three times greater than those we already know,
Right. Then
the mortality rate right now is 0.3 to 0.4% for COVID. It's 0.6% for flu.
Yeah.
And our country's never been shut down. The problem is, again, if we could get social media shut off and all of these idiot liberal reporters and channels, and people just got the facts.
Yeah.
They've got to keep us scared. In fact, wasn't it in California they caught somebody talking about, we got to keep this thing going to after the election?
After the election, right.
It's a political thing.
That was the health director for Los Angeles County.
Okay, so we're going to keep people scared just so we can get somebody elected into office, and I think that's a crime.
It is a crime. But you see, we are newly awakened. Who was it? One of the news hacks, a well-known guy, this is just in the last 24 hours, said, oh, it was Chuck Todd from NBC. We have lost our ability to scare people. He said that, meaning we have done our damnedest to try and steer everything in the direction we wanted to go, and it's not working. If anything, people have wised up and they realize, I don't believe anything you're saying now because we've caught you in so many lies up till now.
Well, they've started the whole Russian thing again with the president.
God.
I mean, this was settled. I mean, that went on for months and months and months and months, and nothing ever happened. Well, they dredge it right back up just before the election. Everything they can possibly do. And I think Americans are smarter than this.
They are.
I think that they're starting to see, and I think that's one of the reasons we see so many African Americans saying, I am now for Trump. They're beginning to see what these other people are doing. It's why we see Hispanics who are breaking pretty heavily for Trump at this time.
And with good reason, Larry, because the vast majority of them have gone through the system to gain their citizenship, and they don't like it being handed out like bubblegum to people that just walk in illegally and, you've been around a long time, so we got to give you something. It's crazy. It's been great to have you in, my friend.
Hey, I've loved it. I'll try to get back in next week.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We will look forward to that. And if you can confirm Tuesday, we will have wing fingers here.
Well, now, that is an incentive.
That's us radio people.
All right.
Oh, I don't know if I can make it. Well, there's going to be food. I'll see you there.
I always loved it when there was food on the morning show.
Absolutely. Quick check on traffic, and then we'll be right back.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy all over the city right now. No new accidents into us to pass along to you. However, a lot of congestion out there. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge outbound on East South Boulevard, Baptist over to Troy Highway. Taylor Road, very busy from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Taylor and then on down to Troy. And we've got a lot of outbound traffic on the 31s and on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway outbound. Buckle up, drive carefully, and keep it here. We'll keep you updated.
again, no new accidents right now to pass along. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota R.